Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral spray and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinking bros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Life on the front lines requires you to step up your game. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax has designed just the right supplements for you and is offering Drinkin' Bros an exclusive offer. Buy one, get one free on your first order. Go to CardoMax.com and use the promo code DB. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Yes! Welcome to Drinkin' Bros, kids. Bonus episode. Friday episode. Do not start to get used to this, because I think the last 3 weeks in a row we have done a bonus show, so that's 6 shows a week. Don't get used to this. However, it's about to be 4th of July weekend here, so we're getting rocked. As the same with last Friday when we had the Giggle Boys on, we have another one of the shows on our media company network, Tetherball Academy Media, Softcore History. Welcome, guys.
You know us.
What a pleasure.
Introduce the stranger next to you.
What a pleasure, guys. First time, long time.
It's so good to be here finally.
It is. But look, for our audio listeners who don't get to see your lovely faces every single day, it is important to know that you guys have your own history show. You guys have been doing it for a long time now. It's called Softcore History.
download it, subscribe, rate, and review it. You guys are already in the charts, and you guys have been doing it for a while. Obviously, you know Delco Dan and you know Hot Bob. Introduce us to your partner here. Government name.
This is Jacob Wheeler Goldman.
Wow, you got that right.
Social Security is a 405-12. He is. So for those who don't know, we all used to work at the former Total Frat Move together back in the day, which is how we all know each other and created content together. Me and Dan were writers, and Jake worked in merch, but Jake also wrote a little bit and was in like the exec board series with.
Yeah.
With me, and Dan made a couple cameos in that as well, I believe.
Yeah, I remember.
So, I mean, we're deep state internet.
Yes,
we've been around for a minute.
Deep internet.
Yeah, real deep internet. But the reason, in all sincerity, that we wanted to add you guys to the team and the company and all that stuff was because you guys love podcasts, you do podcasts, and you do a lot of podcasts for us. And I think it's a skill set that... we were lacking in North Carolina, so when we got the call about coming out to Austin, everybody was going to be here. We knew there was a lot of talent here. You guys are certainly some of the best there is. Jake, what about history made you want to do this fucking podcast?
Man, so I don't even know if history was the thing that we were initially starting out. We've done a bunch of different podcasts together.
College football.
I think we've done... I don't even know if I want to mention the comedy album, but we did something
like
that.
We did a comedy album.
But the thing that really got us started was in between taping all this stuff, we would just sit around and chew the shit about history and like get in arguments with each other. And that's the stuff we'd get in passionate, pretty nitpicky.
White guy stuff,
like,
you know?
Yeah. And it was like, why aren't we talking about this? This is the thing we actually get hyped up about and passionate about and yell at each other about.
Yeah.
That's what we should be talking about.
Yeah.
And did you kind of figure out your format as you went along? Because I know some of our shows were like that. Like with Ross Patterson Revolution, for example, it was originally just going to be me interviewing celebrities, and then Jesse would kind of chime in, kind of like Stern and Robin type of deal. But what happened was once the show started getting bigger, the audience just liked the banter between the two of us. So the format changed. Otherwise, it seems self-
It hasn't
serving
really,
calling it Ross Patterson Revolution, but
it hasn't really changed much. We kind of went in with the idea that it's going to be a revolving host.
Yeah.
Each, so we only have to do a show once every 3 weeks that we have to lead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to pick the topic and do the research, because that's the worst part.
Yeah.
Is actually having to do the research and having to lead, because that sucks.
We all prefer being in the peanut gallery to do the research.
I mean, getting to hear Dan read like ancient European city names, and I don't have to research that stuff, is one of my favorite things on earth. So
I'm terrible at words.
That's the best running bit, is that Dan, and to a lesser extent Jake, don't know how to read.
or really know how to do anything at all.
I'm terrible at names, so I get it. But with history in particular, I remember, because one of my good buddies is Dan Cummins. He's got a history podcast, Time Suck. It's one of my faves. And like, he's been on the show numerous times, and I've done his previous show before that. And I said, how much research goes into this? And he said, dude, I have like a fucking team of writers that do this shit, because if I miss, the audience will hammer me for fucking ever about missing one goddamn thing
in
a show.
We have an out. It's in our fucking name. Softcore.
But do people hit you up and they're like, hey, dude, that shit you said about Abraham Lincoln was wrong?
Every once in a
while. No, actually, no. They're not
dicks. We've got it like two or three times.
I actually had one recently that was pretty bad.
Because
we've done sports podcasts where literally everyone hits you up. For whatever reason, everyone has their own, like, if you make the smallest mistake in a sports podcast, that's where you get hammered.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But like, no, history, everyone's pretty nice.
Because that's where we are as a country, right? Like, everyone can tell you a quarterback rating, but no one knows what year the Civil War started.
No, I think you made the joke that in order to explain to Americans how bad we are at history, you have to tell them they're the Hitler of history.
No, my joke is Americans are so bad at history, the only way to explain it in a way they'll understand is that we're the Hitler of being bad at history.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because I think it's important these days if you use only the words Hitler,
yes,
Nazi, or racist.
Yes.
So those are the three keywords where if you don't like someone or you disagree with them, use any one of those three, and that's kind of where we're at as a society.
I think we at one point like briefly danced around the idea of just being like, who's the Hitler of this episode?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I kind of want to run that back.
Who is this story's Hitler?
Yeah.
Because it's the only way anyone can understand. Who's the bad guy?
It's the worst person on the like of all time. Bill Schofield hit me up and said he's a huge fan of softcore history.
Yes, he promotes. Mm-hmm. Bill's the best.
Yes. Bill's awesome.
He loves you guys. So he says, happy 4th of July. Since we're in it, what do you know about the 4th of July?
Well, I know today, and fuck the 4th of July for a sec, because today's July
2nd. Yeah, dude.
What? Fuck it.
Today, I think, is the second most important day potentially in American history, certainly in July, mm-hmm. for American history. And we actually did an episode on this specific day. Do you guys remember? I think I told you beforehand. Do you remember?
What?
July 2nd.
Yes, July 2nd.
Did you?
We did. Today is the second day of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Sure is.
We talked about Dan Sickles and all his shit and stuff like that. Today's the day. Yeah. So today is the second most important day in American history, potentially, and definitely the second most important day in July in American history. Today's the day that, what time is it? In about 3 hours, I think, it'll be the anniversary of the Union holding Little Round Top and stopping the Confederates from pouring over the left flank of the Union lines in Gettysburg and essentially probably winning the Civil War.
And I believe Sickles had one leg, right?
So, yeah, so there was a Civil War general that we talked about on that day. This guy just wanted to get he was kind of a little bloodthirsty and very glory thirsty and was like, fuck what General Meade told me to do and hold the line here. I'm going out into that fucking wheat field and I'm going to fuck these Confederates up and get my shit, you know? Like get my rocks off. And his corps, which is like the second biggest organizing unit aside from army, at least in that day, I think, was totally wiped out. A cannonball took his leg off, and he was getting carted off on a stretcher, drinking bourbon and smoking a cigar and being just like, war is rad. Fuck. Dude, this is great.
That's what he did most of the war. That's what he did most of the war was drink and smoke.
And then I believe he wrote later for Cosmo.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding.
That was Chamberlain.
Oh, okay. Yes. Another Union general actually wrote for Cosmo.
The Union colonel who became a general, but the colonel who held Little Round Top and essentially saved the Union, he wrote a recount of those events in Cosmo, I think like 20 years later or something like that. And people were pissed about it who were also in the unit. They were like, because they didn't think he gave him enough credit. But apparently it was bad editing. Fucking media.
Yeah, fuck the media, dude. So let's get into it then. Let me ask you this. What year did the Civil War start?
1861 in April. I forget the exact day.
There you go.
By the way, these two didn't know what Fort Sumter was.
I was just about to say the episode before this. Yeah.
Don't shake. No, he's
you guys
shaking
didn't know. I am. Yeah. You had no idea?
I had heard the name.
We do a history podcast.
Yeah, no. Fort Sumter's where they. Softcore. That's where they keep the. That's the end of. Indiana Jones, right?
Yes. That's where all the gold is. Yeah.
That's where everything is.
It's where the Ark is. Yeah.
Right.
I think Nick Cage was there too, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah. Not a bad Ark spot, to be honest.
I think we all have very different specialties of history, though.
Uh-huh. We do.
Which we do.
It seems like Bomb does all the research.
No. If it's not my week, I won't read a goddamn thing.
We all have our specialties.
If it is this week, you won't.
Which is nice because it keeps everything fresh. So, like, I like to do weirdos, and I do biographies on just weirdos. Like, one episode I did Timothy Dexter.
Okay.
Who is this American businessman who lucked into everything he got. He's considered the luckiest moron to ever live.
Not lucked like he was born rich or something like that?
No.
Sure.
No. He made all these business deals based off people trying to sabotage him and his businesses. And just listen to them straight up and everything they told him. Like one instance was to send coal to Newcastle, which was historically like the biggest coal city in, I believe, the world at that point. So he did it. And by the time the coal actually got to Newcastle, all the coal miners were on strike. So he made a shit ton of money.
He made a prop bet that like Kevin Herter was going to win the MVP.
Well, look, the series isn't over. So.
No, I mean for the season.
Yeah.
No, what was the
and
other thing?
And then Kevin
too?
Herter wins the MVP.
Yeah. It'd be like sending like oranges to Florida. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to do it.
No.
He also faked his own death and popped out of his own.
We're burying the lead here, which is the important thing, which is he would often during parties, because he didn't want her to hang out.
Yeah, he always told people whenever they heard his wife upstairs, because he would keep her upstairs.
Yeah.
Whenever he had guests, he'd be like, oh, who's that upstairs? Like, oh, no, don't worry about it. It's a sea hag ghost.
The house is haunted. He'd have parties and be like, you're not invited, lock her upstairs. And they'd be like, we hear someone screaming up there. And you're like, it's a ghost.
That's how long did you get away with that?
Forever.
His whole life.
That's great.
He also, I mean, he faked his own death. He had a funeral just to see how people would react to it. And when people weren't crying enough, he would pop out of his casket and then beat him with his cane.
And then the ultimate power move, I think, is when he wrote his own biography. He wrote an autobiography, and the editor was like, there's not enough punctuation. So he sent a page of just punctuation.
Yeah, because he was illiterate, and he wrote his own autobiography, and
fully illiterate.
He's like, use these as you will. Like, use these periods and commas.
Salt and pepper as you wish.
That's great. Yeah.
So Dan does the weirdos in history. I'd say typically post-Renaissance to up to World War II, essentially.
Yeah, the last episode we did was Leo Major, Canadian war hero, possible war criminal.
Sure. Definite war criminal.
Yeah, definitely.
But in a hilarious way. Yeah.
The funniest war criminal.
You can be a war criminal against Nazis. I guess it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. What about you, Jake? What's your category?
I'd say probably a lot of counterculture. I would say I do that. Like verified odd events that have happened. Like, for instance, I covered like the Dyatlov Pass incident in Russia.
Okay.
Which is they found a bunch of dead Russian people out in the middle of nowhere.
They looked like they'd been cooked by a microwave.
Yeah. But basically, they looked like they were microwaved and beaten to death.
Yeah.
And they can't figure out what happened there.
Wow.
So it's just detailing all that kind of stuff. Or, for instance, like CIA, LSD experiments,
My favorite explanation for that is that a Yeti murdered them. Because it still doesn't explain the microwave part.
No, that's the big red herring. It's like, why are they radiating? And the whole Russian government's like, we don't know.
What year was it?
I believe it was 50s. It was the late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, post-World War II.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So right when it's still Stalin era.
Yeah, I think the widely accepted theories that they stumbled upon a nuclear launch site that was secret and they got kickback. Basically,
that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Just based on description.
Nah, it sounds like aliens for sure.
Well, that was going to lead me to my next point about the aliens. So when we had Neil deGrasse Tyson on, and all those guys, I was like, hey, what's your best guess? Because Discovery Plus went live last night for the declassification of the alien files.
Oh, sure. No.
Nice.
Oh yeah. They went live and they came out a certain time. They went live last night. Peep it if you can. Some of the stuff was redacted, but a lot of the stuff, you know, the footage is in there and everything, and they were showing that. But what Neil deGrasse Tyson said, and so did that other guy, Michio Kaku.
Yeah.
God, terrible with names.
Nailed that.
If I stuck the fucking
landing on that.
They have a theory that they're drones that are from either China or Russia, that they're just military that they're testing out, that are just super fast and everything else.
That's the worst possible answer. In terms of like what makes me happy,
same. But when they both said it independently of each other, then I was like, all right, it makes sense because why aren't we blasting the shit out of the sky? Like I don't understand that either. Like
I guess the only thing that makes me happy about that is that if they have that, I assume we have even wilder shit.
Yeah, like what are they seeing over in China that we sent over?
What I wanted to know is if we have the fucking Iron Dome. So like when Israel and Hamas was going at it. You see this fucking invisible dome and rockets are fucking blowing up off of it. It was like, hey, dude, if we get hit by rockets, are we going to be protected too by that? Do we have that technology? Because I don't know.
I don't think we don't have a small rocket problem.
Yeah.
Right? We have a big rocket. The only rockets that would fuck with us are big rockets. So like an Iron Dome wouldn't really. We need. And Bush was doing that. That was like the last thing Bush did when he was in office. He was putting that shit in Poland and stuff to knock down like nukes from Russia.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And that's
we're
that. That was my job. Oh, Nick was there. Yeah. He was our
Nick
office,
was there, dude.
Yeah.
Our office manager.
And I think we have that shit in like Japan and South Korea too and stuff like that. That's why we build up all those alliances over there so we can knock it down pretty quick. And then if it gets past there, I guess Hawaii and then. If it gets to California, well, California's fucked.
Yeah, I don't really care if it gets to California. Delco, you're wearing an MLK Trae Young jersey.
Yep.
What do you know about Martin Luther King? Have you guys done a Martin Luther King episode?
No. Again,
not uncancelable yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did a
little more uncancelable.
We did the Black History Month, but like, you know, every month's Black History Month for me.
True.
That's why I'm wearing this jersey.
For 30 days straight to celebrate your love of Black history.
Right.
The reason I ask, that's one of the most controversial figures behind the scenes where does the good he did outweigh who he was as the person?
Yes.
That's what I say too.
The fuck? What kind of question is that?
I agree.
He was just misusing his
penis. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm a big fan of his infidelity, but like, besides that.
I mean, the reports that came out, though, from the FBI and shit were fucking wild.
They haven't come out yet.
Well, the FBI and everything
they
would
haven't
drag.
Come out yet. Those are leaks.
Everybody from the FBI and the CIA would drag everybody's name through the mud. I mean, come on.
A document coming from the FBI or CIA regarding anybody is sus.
Hoover's FBI.
Yes, absolutely that too.
And that stuff actually is not technically unclassified until like 28, 29.
Okay.
Something like that. So all that stuff is like leaks. And I know there have been at least one autobiographer who's like, yeah, that's probably true. But... I mean, I can't, I could, you can speculate on it. It's fucking fascinating, but like, I mean, you know, I need to see the actual stuff and if they even like release, dude, it wouldn't surprise me if they never released it just for the sake of,
I just think it'd be a great episode. Because we've all heard the stories, but I don't really know them that well. And I've gone through some of that shit because some of it was released during, that JFK dump.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And so I got to read some of it where they were tracking Martin Luther King. And
when did they release the JFK stuff?
Trump did it. What was it? Fucking maybe 2 years ago?
I don't think Trump did it. I think it was just scheduled. Because there are certain like time limits.
But he had the option to push it. And so every president had pushed it. And then he said, fuck it, we're going to release it.
Yeah.
And then I know the alien shit was cooked into that COVID relief bill. And
yes.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's odd.
That's
but
good pork barrel.
Yeah, yeah, but when I was going through it, because I read it, I read a lot of the JFK shit. The MLK thing wasn't really that shocking to me because behind every great man is a fucking dirtbag. So it's like we salute you, sir.
I thought you were going to say 30 women.
What was it?
Yeah.
Like 30 white women. The deal is what, cocaine and orgies?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Okay. There's one darker one that it needs to be like actually released to confirm at all, but most of it is just him fucking around a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Hence why it would be an interesting episode. Yeah. But the other shit in that report that I found really fascinating that I didn't know about was that our own government was planning these bombs. There are these bombing sites in Florida.
Oh yeah.
To make it seem like,
Cuba.
Northwoods.
I didn't think
I was like, dude, our own government's doing that shit. What the fuck, dude?
Makes you think about 9/11, doesn't it?
It did. And that, I'm not supposed to be a bit. I'm not a conspiracy guy at all. But when I saw that, I was like, for 1 second, I was like, well, maybe. And because it was scary. Like if you read it, it was so precise.
You do read that, and you're like, well. 9/11's not a 0% chance it wasn't fake.
Well, Gulf of Tonkin, for instance, there's a lot of debate there about what really happened. Or off the coast of Mexico, I think of the Mexican-American War. There's a couple of like incidents.
Back then you could fake anything.
Oh, you could do whatever you wanted.
Was 9/11 an inside job? No. But does that stuff being released make it from like a 0.5% to like a 2%? Yes.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. On a side note of the 9/11 inside job thing, just because I always try to remind people of this, it's like, okay, so when you're talking about people that are critical of George W. Bush, it's like, so was he a conniving evil mastermind or a fucking idiot? Which one was it? Because you think he's both somehow right now.
Right.
And those two thought processes, like this conniving idiot thought model that people have when they try to lay in on GW, I'm always just like, so he planned this, but he's also a moron? Which is it, guy? Like,
yeah.
He's Pinky and the Brain.
Right. Yeah, he's both. When I looked at it, because here's why I think you could get away with it in the 60s. There's no social media. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
People were walking around in suits and hats and all that other shit, and you could do that. In 9/11,
like Photoshop.
There's no fucking way George Bush could get away with any of that fucking shit. Or like, I don't buy it.
Right.
I just don't.
At all.
But
now watch this
drive. Yeah, it raised it from 0.5% to 2%.
It ticks it a little bit.
Oh, why would our own government do that for Cuba?
And that is very much Jake's area of expertise, which is MK Ultra was another one.
MK Ultra was a big
thing.
Which
is totally real, which is, you know, I mean, just dosing everyone with LSD for shits and gigs.
If you visited the CIA headquarters in the 60s and had a cup of coffee, there's a greater than probably 50% chance you were dosed with LSD.
Well, there was a scene in, Pineapple Express. where they're making the guy smoke weed and all that shit.
Beginning, yeah.
That was MK Ultra. Based off of that, yeah. And then they just swapped out the drugs.
They just take hobos off the street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, actual just, like, health studies, psychological studies.
I guess giving colleges a job is a crime now.
I mean, Ted, they actually think Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, might have been a subject of MK Ultra testing.
They would just go into, you know, local arcades and make somebody a real pinball wizard.
Yeah, really pick him up there.
Well, a real wizard for sure. Yeah,
yeah, some kind of wizard.
Yeah,
in their mind.
My favorite one is because I love history. Biographies is mine. So like real people.
Yeah.
Not so much events, but real people and their stories. And then rock docs. Like, dude, have you guys gone through any rock stars?
We haven't done rock stars yet. That's We've kind really of been good. Pretty much more of your history class history.
Okay.
So far.
Yeah. Not really.
We're not talking. We haven't really talked about like pop culture people. It's been government events or ancient history type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like we have not done Iconoblast did, like John Lennon or something like that. Right. We haven't done like that. Iconoblast being our sister history podcast on this network.
Yes, also who are great. And they'll be on the show in a couple weeks.
And we just had Coop on our show.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Great.
And he was great.
I love all of those. The one that got me the other night, and I'm easily swayed by conspiracies. Like, I'll entertain it at least, you know, and then I'll get to the end of it and then say, all right, this is fucked up.
Yep.
Was the death of Jimi Hendrix.
Interesting. What's controversial about that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? So I was watching ID Channel. Do you guys watch that? And they got the Last 24.
I do not. Mm. I have YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's great.
Yeah, I cut by the cord, way, I'm a
big fan of YouTube TV.
Yeah.
They have it on there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't say, like, I don't even know what channels I have aside from the, like, 20.
Well, everybody keeps
ones.
Buying everyone out every single day. So you're like, what the fuck is this streaming on?
Yeah.
So ID has this show called The Last 24, and they go through the last 24 hours of someone's life with a coroner, a surgeon, and, you know, people who would have done the autopsy, right? And then they kind of reverse it and be like, all right, well, what do they do for the last 24 hours of their life? And then what did they probably die from versus what is on the death certificate?
Right.
And that one I switched where I was just like, oh, he fucking OD'd. He's Jimi Hendrix. No big deal. That's it. Right. In this ID channel one, the girl who had called in and said, Jimmy's dead. I'm in his place or whatever. I'm his girlfriend. They had said, look, based on what was in his system, it appears like she had put some form of drug in his drink. And that was what had caused him to OD.
Oh.
Apparently, it was some chick that was like a fucking groupie.
But was it like a chick? Was she doing like a, I'm going to take Jimmy to another level type of, you know?
No,
what I mean?
She was, I don't want you to leave and go to this other party, because she didn't know if she'd see Jimi Hendrix again. And he was like, don't leave, stay, have one more drink. And then that's what the assumption was that this chick murdered her. Now, the interesting part about this is normally I would write this shit off and be like, this is fucked up, but she ended up blowing her brains out.
Really?
Yeah, she ended up killing herself.
So she was upset that she maybe killed Jimi Hendrix?
Well, what happened was, I guess 20 years after, they had done some other autopsy report and there was some lawsuit. And when it came for her to testify in this case, she fucking offed herself.
Yeah.
Damn.
I actually think another interesting one from that same time period is, and this one is actually more, the conspiracy would be more government involved. And we are not a conspiracy podcast.
No, not at all. Actually, we have dipped our toes into an entertainer that was executed, Topsy the Elephant.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Topsy.
Yeah. What happened with Topsy?
Topsy,
Topsy was a murdering elephant, so she got what she deserved.
Well, I think she killed that guy in self-defense. First off, he was Irish.
Sure.
Yeah, great start.
Right.
But also,
put a cigarette out on her.
On her trunk.
So, Topsy.
No, a cigar. Oh,
yeah. This guy wanted to drink with Topsy the elephant.
It was this like lonely carny who was like, I don't got no friends. Is You're there gonna ever drink with me, you fucking elephant?
Is there such a thing as a carny who's not lonely?
Fair.
Yeah. Redundant, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was like, "You're gonna be my fucking friend," and the elephant was like, "Get away from me! I've been abused for like 20 years already."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Fuck you!" and like put his cigar out on Topsy the elephant's trunk. And Topsy was like, "Fuck this! I'm an elephant," and just stomped him to death.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how do they murder Topsy?
Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
Also, he thought he killed two birds with one stone, and he used Tesla's thing, right?
Alternating current.
Yeah. I think he used his, like, just to prove that how dangerous it was.
Yeah.
And they electrocuted Topsy the elephant to death.
So Thomas Edison killed Topsy.
With yes. Tesla's electricity. With, yeah. To prove that if your elephant stands near Tesla's electricity, your elephant will die.
Pretty much, yeah. He killed Topsy, and then he also...
He filmed it.
That's yeah. great.
He filmed it. It was one of the first executions.
The first execution ever recorded in history is of an elephant being electrocuted.
So you can find it on YouTube.
Three stones.
Yeah, where does the footage? It's on YouTube?
Yo, yeah.
Just Google Topsy the elephant death.
Yeah.
All in on that. And I'll put that on repeat.
It was on Edison's camera, too. So he got the most out of this
How
entire
brilliant
thing.
Is yeah. Edison? He's like fucking Elon Musk.
He's yes. like omni-channel marketing. You know, he's yeah. just really next wave.
That's
Thomas
great.
Edison. Yeah.
God damn it, man. I'm a huge fan of that one. I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
It's really only covered in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I'm dead ass serious.
I didn't even know about that until Bob's Burgers, honestly.
Like, Bob's Burgers probably popularized Topsy the Elephant more than anything.
Ivan Huerta is asking if you guys would have Alex Jones on Softcore to talk conspiracies.
I'm not rich enough yet, so
yeah, I don't think we could.
I don't have that Rogan money.
We could afford.
If we could afford him, I'd have him in a heartbeat. Alex Jones. Yeah.
What do you mean afford him?
I don't know. What's his day rate?
Yeah, what's his rate right now?
He's just our buddy. So if you wanted him on, we would just do it. But we would have to put it on Patreon, obviously,
mm-hmm.
After what happened last time.
Right.
But, I mean, dude, if you want to talk conspiracies, because I've done...
We don't.
We're not... Here's the thing. We are not a conspiracy podcast. No,
what's funny is these two.
Normal history.
No, yeah. These two are like, no, we wouldn't do it. And I'm like, I might talk to him.
That's
like,
fair. I yeah, wouldn't mind...
That's perking my ears up a
little honestly,
bit.
If anything, I wouldn't want to hear conspiracy stuff from him in terms of, like, here's a conspiracy, what do you think? It would more be like... Hey, we're going to talk about this historical event and then let him tangent off into, here's what you don't know about this one. You know
it's a mean? Shy comms.
Yeah. Like we're talking about like the construction of the pyramids. And yeah. I would be interested in his tangents on that. I don't really care to know.
Which, by the way, pyramids not constructed by slaves.
Really?
Mostly paid laborers.
No, yeah. Entirely okay. Paid laborers. True. Who went on strike multiple times, had a union even.
So yeah. It wasn't aliens?
No.
Well,
no. Well, that we know.
We don't know if the... So, actually, there's a funny alien thing that where like, it's like they were there, but they didn't do anything. They just took videos.
Yeah, it's like
look at these monkeys building.
They're building shapes.
Yeah, building shapes. Aw,
get out of here.
They're building shapes.
It's real cute how they're trying to industrialize.
But yeah, no, it is typically like, essentially, the whole point of the podcast is like your typical historical conversation that you would have if you're not talking about sports or something with your group of friends.
We go on tangents. Yep. We break off.
Sure. But the other day we just shit on the city of Denver for like 3 minutes. Yeah.
Denver deserves it.
It does. The recurring theme though is for as much as we think things kind of progress and change, they don't.
Shit don't change.
Absolutely not.
That's what I've learned over the course of what, like my wife watches documentaries all the time. That and Bravo, and that's pretty much it, right? So if I'm watching something with her, it's a documentary, and that is what I have learned the most out of watching all these documentaries is we think shit is fucked up now and the media is crazy and all this other stuff, right? I watched a rewind of the Bill Clinton escapades with Monica Lewinsky. Fucking CNN was burning him down every goddamn... I mean, it was ruthless. Like, all the people, and I was like, ah, shit, was it that bad back then? And yes, it was like, and it has been throughout history, unless you can get like a guy like Reagan in there, who's an actor, you can shuttle him in and out. And it reminds me a lot of Biden now where you're,
you need a snooze.
you're there. The wife is doing the work and then you're getting him out of there. And then that's it. Let's not pull the curtain up
for
too
a
much
while.
For
there was a problem being a Catholic. If you ran for fucking president.
Oh yeah.
They thought
yeah.
like the Pope was when some fucking wizard that was going to control the world.
Yeah. When Biden got elected, we did that episode because he's Catholic. He's the second Catholic president
JFK
ever.
And Biden.
Just JFK
oh,
and Biden.
Oh, really?
Those are the only two.
Yeah.
And when JFK ran, there's only been three that's run. So we are 2 for 3 on that, I guess.
Well, okay, hold on. Are you counting JFK? He didn't make it full term.
That's true.
I'm just pointing that out.
Like, well, that wasn't his fault.
He got elected.
I know, dude.
Yeah, but the top was down, dude. Yeah,
fair enough. Yeah. Actually, we should cover that because Secret Service being... fucking hammered and hungover for the day of that event is one of the craziest stories.
It's not because they did that. They do that constantly. Remember, that was a huge thing with George W. Bush and George H.W. Bush. Like, I think it came up with everything, but like the Secret Service is notorious for just getting shit faced all the time.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Especially in foreign countries. Yep.
And did we, the Olympics, they got popped for some bullshit. There was a prostitution incident down in, I think it was Brazil. I mean, yep.
Dude, what we like to say is, the Secret Service was shit-faced. Tale as old as time.
Yeah. I wasn't on cue. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. We like to sing the Beauty and Beast thing. But no, we did a thing on the Catholic stuff. And back in the day, like, the funniest one, so JFK had to deal with a little bit, but the funniest one was Al Smith in the 20s, mm-hmm. where you think, like, take everything, and I think we said this in the episode, take every insane thing you've heard about Donald Trump.
Yep.
What they said about Al Smith makes Donald Trump, it doesn't even compare. The media was like, if Al Smith wins the 1928, I think, election, the Pope will move to America.
Yep. Move the Vatican.
Build
yep.
a fortress yeah. outside of Washington, D.C.
Perfect.
And impose papal law upon all of the United States.
All of that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. To which the American people said, I think they're right.
Easily misled.
Yeah. And Al Smith wasn't like a nobody. He was governor of New York at the time.
Yeah.
On which papal law had not been administered.
This is also around.
And people were like, well, he's waiting. He's waiting.
This is also around the time, though. We think people are like alcoholics and they have a drug problem now. But like, I feel like that was just common back in like the 20s and aughts. Yeah. Dude, to the point where like prohibition happens and you're kind of like, I get it. I kind of get it.
Yeah. And all those St. James Street James books, like, they require a fuck ton of research because it's history.
Right.
So, like, it's fun in one regard because I love researching it, but it's so hard because if I miss, like, fuck, man, I've only missed one thing in three books, and somebody came out and was like, hey, West Virginia wasn't a fucking state until, like, you know, 9 months later after you wrote that thing. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, the wrong portion of 1862 or 3 or whatever. Yeah. Became a state. Yeah.
But in the books, the last one was about prohibition. So I studied everything on prohibition. Like, cocaine was still legal. The fucking booze that was populating behind the scenes was even worse.
The moonshine.
Because they took they took the normal shit off the shelves. So then they were making moonshine.
And then that caused the mafia to exist. Yeah.
So all of it was worse. And you're like, Jesus Christ, it would have just been better. But they didn't ban cocaine until, I think, like 1916 or 17, where, I mean, people were prescribing that. Laudanum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Opium was prevalent in everything. Everywhere. Yeah. Cough syrup, all of it. And it was just like, we didn't really have a drug problem.
It was really, anything pre-World War II especially, but pre-World War I certainly was the Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing made sense.
No.
You ever go to the medicine or the hospital? What is it? The Museum of Medicine?
Pharmacy in New Orleans?
Pharmacy Museum in New Orleans.
Literally around the corner from where I got married.
We went after your wedding just while we were hanging out, and there's like an old Bayer bottle there, and it's just cough syrup, and it says like one part cocaine, one part heroin. Like, it's basically a speedball, and it's for a light cough.
To be fair,
I wish that's the way it was today.
Yeah.
Kids like, think they have a good now.
Fucking. You can take your MDMA and stuff it up your ass at Coachella. Like, dude, that was the real shit.
Yeah. Whatever endorphins you're getting from your iPad when you're 8, you know what I mean? Like, here, sweetie, pay attention. Just be quiet at the restaurant. No, you give them the cocaine, the speedball.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Way cooler.
It doesn't matter what your problem is. It's going to fix it.
It is. It really is going to fix it. And as a kid, I remember my first time like taking some shit to get rid of pain. I had wisdom teeth removed in like seventh grade. That was like the first time they gave me like Vicodin.
You trip balls after that.
It was the greatest.
I got my wisdom teeth that sophomore year, but you trip fucking.
It's the greatest. I was like, what is this? I'm in a lot of pain. And then boom, you're blasted away. I can't imagine a little kid growing up in that era and you're just swinging some of that back. Yeah.
It's just like, go to bed.
It's a real like, Casey Anthony 99.
Give Johnny the cocaine. God. Yeah.
Yeah. What about like, what about
people?
Well,
you had to keep the kid up in the coal mines so he could be the canary.
Yes. Yeah. Had to. Yeah. Little fuckers missing teeth.
Yeah. Little Timmy's dead. Oh no. Probably time to get out.
What is an Irish orphan good for other than a coal mine canary?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
It's better than a bird because a bird could die of anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. Do you guys cover any current history? Let me ask you.
We try to not do that.
Yeah, we try to.
The closest to modern day history we did was Enron.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it kind of went together with all the stuff that was happening with the stock market.
R.I.P. Rumsfeld, dude.
We lost him. We lost old Don.
Heaven gained a warmongering angel, though. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
salute. Salute.
Well,
salute.
We wouldn't have Dan Holloway without Donald Rumsfeld.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. Can we say his life was wrong?
Yeah. We can. Does Dan need to be walking around in the world? Probably not. You know? Who knows?
I appreciate this version of him.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see alternate reality, Dan.
What would have happened if he didn't go to war? Yeah. Like, you know, would he just be chill and like a fucking soothsayer out there?
Opens up his own coffee shop somewhere.
Yeah, dude. Starts playing a coup.
Yeah.
Guitar for people and shit. Who knows?
His little own bongo.
I think we try to keep like a 20-year rule roughly.
Yeah.
I
tell people that about presidents too. I'm like, dude, before you judge any president, anyone, give it 15 years because you really won't know for about 15 100%. Years until you know if they're shitty or not shitty or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can look back and be like, all right.
Dude, people are already, I mean, liberals even are already like, was Obama that great? Really? Like, it's fucking, and I don't have much of an opinion on Obama either way, but like, people are already going back and being like, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff about Obama I didn't like, but you wouldn't say it during his presidency because he was just like Black Kennedy, essentially.
Yeah. But you still, like Obama, you're not going to know for 15 years.
Right.
Because I think...
Well, and also, even fucking 15 years, there's presidents who at one point were vilified who become... like, historians are like, actually, now he looks great. And then give him another 20 fucking years. And it's like, oh, actually, now he's an asshole.
Yeah.
There's a reason there's a Mount Rushmore.
Because
there's only like four or five dudes who are pretty ironic to use this statement, historically unimpeachable, which would be like Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and even Jefferson has his issues, Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, then the only other ones you could potentially add into there would be the other Roosevelt and
FDR.
Yeah, and then maybe like, fuck. I don't even know after that. It gets tough after that because it really does become like a full second. It's the equivalent of like there's Alabama and Clemson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Ohio State. And then there's like, well, Oklahoma.
Who's the fourth person we're putting up there?
Oklahoma might be.
Yeah, Teddy's the Oklahoma.
Yeah, Teddy's the Oklahoma. Teddy is for sure the Oklahoma.
Actually, that is all firepower.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
Have you guys done FDR?
We haven't done FDR yet. That's a fucking deep dive.
That would have to be a multi-parter.
You can show FDR American Badass if you want to for that.
Oh, yeah.
I did so much fucking research for that movie that there was shit that I was shocked about FDR that I didn't know about. I didn't know him and his wife were living separate lives.
Yep.
She was a lesbian, and she had a female partner.
He was getting HJs from his relatives?
Correct.
What?
And, I mean, it's crazy, and they had this understanding that she had a place... I want to say it was in Poughkeepsie, New York, and that's where she would stay, and then he'd be down in
Georgia,
in the Warm Springs, getting HJs from people, and they had completely just separated and said, "All right, we're president and first lady. She had shit she wanted to do. He had shit he wanted to do," and then they lived their lives like that, and then that was kind of it.
I don't think they were ever in love.
I don't either.
It was definitely very much an arranged marriage. First off, they were both like third cousins. And it was like a societal thing back then. You know what I mean? That was like the very vestiges of you have to marry for status or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, they didn't give a shit about each other. They didn't really care.
They didn't give a shit. And then the other thing with him hiding the wheelchair, I thought was super interesting.
Yeah.
Where he was always in a wheelchair, but he would never allow pictures of it, anything.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want the rest of the world leaders thinking he was fucking weak.
I honestly, this movie is... typically historically dog shit, but I weirdly think Pearl Harbor did a great job portraying that.
You should portray that movie. I mean, you should do a show on that movie.
I actually
Josh Hartnett and Ben Affleck in that.
I don't know.
That's fucking index fingers mashing together.
Just peak Kate Beckinsale.
That's true. Has there ever been a down Kate Beckinsale?
No, I actually the only bad part of watching that movie is like watching the movie and like Pete Davidson had sex with you, and I just really hate that.
I had the same agent as her, and I got to meet her a couple of times, and it's just, you're lost, dude. It's in real life, still just as stunning, and you're just like, oh my God. Yes, I understand all of it. Some people you look at, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Right. You can tell the movie magic.
Cameron Diaz. Whatever. I'm drunk today. I've had a few drinks, but yeah.
We all have.
It's definitely Cameron Diaz. But... dead serious. When you see up close, you're like, oh shit, that's not what I you're saw a human. In the movie. Yeah, there's a couple others too, but yeah. We'll have a few more drinks and go over that after the show.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
What do you guys have coming up?
So this Monday we are doing, well, show's come out on Tuesday, we record on Monday, but we are recording Monday night. If my wife is up to it, we're going to do it either way, but I'm going to have my wife on. We're going to do part two of our history of pregnancy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we did the ancient times of all the, like, essentially insane birth control practices they had and everything like that back then. So that's my kind of specialty. I like to cover ancient and, to a lesser extent, medieval history.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm fascinated by that. One of my favorite things I ever heard, ever read in ancient history, I think, like, Babylon, like, early Babylon, maybe Sumerian, but I think it was Babylonian. You just, like, there's letters, there's tablets letters.
Papyrus scrolls.
That you find. Mm-hmm. Papyrus is Egypt, though. It wasn't Babylon. But anyway, you find the shit, and there's one that's so fucking funny. This isn't about pregnancy, but this kid was off in boarding school in a nicer city, and he was riding home to his parents, and he was like, you need to buy me better clothes. I look fucking poor. I'm a loser here because I look poor.
Yeah.
This is like 4,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago.
Hasn't changed to this day.
Shit don't change.
Shit don't change. He was like, what the fuck? Like, you're making me look poor. I'm a fucking loser. Yeah. Nobody wants to fuck me. Everyone's making fun of me.
Kids
deal with that. Literally are dealing with that today.
Oh, yeah.
In school.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Right now.
Yep.
One of the things too that I thought was really funny that was in kind of your wheelhouse was the ancient graffiti. Like,
oh,
how,
yeah,
basically there was Twitter. There was social media back then.
Roman graffiti was one we did, and in Pompeii. So Roman graffiti is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it was everywhere, and it was essentially the Roman version of Twitter, where anyone could post anything, whatever thought that came to them, mm-hmm. talk shit, talk any kind of libelous shit you want to say or whatever. It's actually a big plot point. Not a big plot point, but it comes up as a plot point a lot in the show Rome on
yeah,
HBO.
Yeah.
But if you remember, there is one Roman city that is pretty much perfectly preserved, Pompeii.
Yeah.
And that includes all the graffiti. So we did an episode
also on... the guy's jacking off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That guy jacking off is the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Just one final crank.
Yes.
You know?
I understand it.
Why, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why? Totally. What else do you have to do?
I got 15 seconds to live. I'm going to try to crank one out.
Yeah.
I understand all of it. Yeah. It's the best.
Got to finish before the end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the absolute fucking best.
Leave on a high note.
Do you guys ever do like...
Oh, that's the ultimate edge, though. If you don't finish...
Well, who's going to know?
You get covered in that smoldering ash.
Yeah, archaeologists.
Yeah.
It's pretty much just...
them, it's like, oh.
There's secrets that you have on your own that nobody else knows. That's his, right? Mine is I carry, you know, a pound of shredded boar's head inside my jeans every day.
Right.
Nobody knows it. That's my own secret.
Oh, I already knew.
And I like it. Well, you don't know. Because today's ham. But... That's my own secret, right? The guy in Pompeii, I don't know if he finished or not, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt just for even attempting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's still an all-time legend in my book. I just want to know why there's not a statue and we don't know his name yet.
It's tough to know his name because wherever they found him, he could have been a slave. He could have been the owner. That they can't determine. So you don't want to, I guess, hurt the lower class by attributing a rad orgasm to the owner of the home instead of the cool slave that lived there, right?
Also, Pompeii at the time was like Panama City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It actually was.
It was a vacation town.
But not a, that but it was like it, a middle class vacation town.
Yeah. And if it wasn't like spring break, you had a bunch of those townies that you don't really want to fuck with.
Yeah.
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 It's gross jizz.
Craigers is asking you to flex live on air, Delco Dan.
Is this what you want?
Yes.
It is. Let's see.
What do it,
we got?
Dan.
What do we got, dude? What do we got?
All right. It's been a minute.
Has it?
Yeah,
since you flexed.
Yeah,
I gotta warm up.
Yeah, you gotta warm it up there. You always gotta warm it up.
Look at him.
Oh, look at that.
You didn't even hold. Oh, there it goes. Damn, dude.
It's pretty good.
Do you lift weights?
For you, Craig. I haven't all week, actually. It's been a busy week.
Yeah.
It has been a busy week.
Yeah, it has been a busy week.
We have a lot of shows.
Do you have those sheaths back there? Nick, grab those sheaths, the boxer shorts.
I'm wearing some.
Are you wearing some?
Yeah.
Where were the bags that I get? Are they back there on the
They're
desk?
Right behind him.
Yeah, go behind there and grab those sheath underwears. Are you guys used to doing ads and all that shit yet?
Well, I'm used to doing ads because I'm used to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done ads.
So we're excited. We have our first ad, Policy Genius, coming up
Policy
this week.
Yeah, Policy Genius is coming
up. Don't give them a free read.
Yeah. That's all right. They deserve it for advertising.
No, they deserve it. Here we go.
Which it would have been a pretty good seamless transition if they did the Mike Malloy episode.
Seriously,
we did a whole episode
on
life insurance, and
we
Policy
really
Genius
did.
Wants to do life insurance for us.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
That's great.
But it works for me because I don't have life insurance yet,
you
and I
get
need it.
Yep.
You got a kid.
Yeah. That's when I got it.
Same.
That's when I got it. When I got married, I had a kid on the way. I'm going to give you a pair of these, Delco. Boom. Sheath. So these are the ones that, so this is designed for your dick and your balls. And I want to make that's really, really widely known. Their copy literally says your dick will not stick to the side of your leg anymore or your balls. And that is important. It is important with Sheath. I'm a gigantic fan of these guys, and they're veteran owned. So if you don't have the sheath, there it is. Look at that. You got some.
Take it all the way down. Wait, show us that your penis isn't sticking to your balls.
Yeah, please demonstrate that.
It's not, actually. And these are Lululemon shorts, too. So I don't like wearing like underwear.
Dan is big into Lululemon.
I don't like wearing underwear under these shorts, but with this specific underwear, it keeps everything in place, and it's not like all bunched up.
That's nice.
It's nice.
Honestly, especially in the 96-degree, 100-degree Austin summer.
There
look at that.
Pull it down. Give the people what they
look
want.
Look at that cake.
Yeah. Look at that. That guy,
by the way,
that guy does deadlifts.
In case you're a...
Just a dump truck ass right there.
Yeah, dude. It's just like my wife.
It's a shame
would not do well in prison.
It's a shame you're... Well, or depends on...
You do really well. It depends on what your definition of
well
is.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, it's worth noting, so I'm generally a boxer shorts guy, like, and not into the more
boxer briefs
type of situation. But there is, even if you are a boxer shorts guy, I wanted to say in defense of Sheath, because I think they're great.
They are great.
There is, even if you are primarily boxers and you want to wear them with your normal shorts or pants or whatever, you still need to get a pair of Sheath or two, because if you ever need to wear a suit, or be dressed up or whatever.
Or working out.
Yes, you can't wear boxers with that shit.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, I feel like as an adult, you can't wear boxers. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Rob, I actually didn't know this about you,
are
that
you
wear boxers.
17 years old?
I'll switch, Rob. So no, I'm with Rob on this. I'll go boxers for certain events, and then for other events, I'll go full fucking...
Yes, I have both. I have both. Same. I am boxers normally, but like when you need to do special things, like athletics or wearing a suit.
But if
like
I'm hanging
like
out
that.
Around the house, boxers too.
Yeah. No, but that's why you need both, and Sheath is the fucking best. So if you're like, oh, I'm a boxer guy. No, you need fucking both.
Yeah, go to sheathunderwear.com/drinkingbros for 20% off your order today. That is SHEATH underwear.com/drinkingbros. Make sure to use the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. That is sheathunderwear.com/drinkingbros for 20% off. And do your balls a favor and dick. They'll both thank you later. I call it my brethren, the entire package. Sheathunderwear.com/drinkingbros for 20% off. Delco, Dan, and Hot Bob, you guys have done sponsors on our other show. You know I got to do them on this one. That's what keeps this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. 30% off everything in the entire store. Mattresses, sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, all of it. Or they got this magical 4th of July sale where you can get the bundle packages for 40% off. I know they're giving away two free pillows with a mattress right now. I've got them in every single goddamn room in my house. The adjustable base, though, I am addicted to. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. And get the finest mattresses on the planet. As always, they've got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credits. So you can bundle all of these deals together with that and walk out of there at like $35 a month. Huge fan of ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. While you're in bed, let's say you want to eat some cereal to start off your day. Don't eat the shitty one. Don't eat the shitty cereals. Don't eat Fruit Loops or any of that bullshit. Gotta go to Magic Spoon. This is the first product I've ever tested out live on air. Maybe it was last week or the week before. And I was like, man, if this sucks, I'm just going to tell the audience it fucking sucks. Turns out Magic Spoon is the goddamn shit. If you're on a diet or you're watching keto and all that other bullshit that goes on in this world, MagicSpoon.com/drinkingbros has the greatest goddamn cereal I've ever had in my life, dude. Hooked on it. Everybody in the office is hooked on it. I'm all in on Magic Spoon. This is the easiest fucking read of my life because I fucking love this shit. It tastes so good, you almost want to examine it with a scientist and be like, is this real? Is there fucking really this low of carbs and sugars in this goddamn thing? It's amazing. Even Homeboy was on the show, the power lifter, was just like, goddamn, this is great. So it's the best. 0 grams of sugar, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Also only 140 calories. So you're welcome. Try Magic Spoon's best-selling flavors in a 4-flavor variety pack featuring cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. All of them are great. I've had all of them. I love all of them. It's super healthy yet delicious and tastes exactly like regular cereal from your childhood, but it's super nutritious. I'm not kidding. It's that fucking good, dude. Big, big fan. Keto-friendly, gluten-free, if you give a shit about that, grain-free, soy-free, low carb, GMO free, fucking Helen Keller free, you name it. It's all in there. So go to magicspoon.com/drinkingbros. Be sure to use the promo code drinkingbros at checkout to get $5 off of any order. That is magicspoon.com/drinkingbros. And remember to use the code drinkingbros at checkout to save $5 today. That's a big deal because it's cereal, man. So saving $5 there, you might as well get the four variety pack, brother. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it is backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That is magicspoon.com/drinkingbros. I'm going to say it one more time, dude, because I just fucking Biden that one, that last one. Magicspoon.com/drinkingbros. Enter the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Boom. You're good to go on that, brother. Favorite episode of all time on Softcore. If somebody is new to the show, where are they going? What's the one you start with? Because ours, I know ours for Drinking Bros.
I know ours, and
I think we might all agree.
I'll let them go because I don't want to.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I don't want to say it because
we'll wait for you less. We'll go around the horn.
Honestly, this one kind of Mike Malloy jumped to the top for me pretty fast. I truly enjoyed the Mike Malloy episode.
It's my episode.
But
guys, it's my episode.
But if it's not Mike Malloy, it's Timothy Dexter. It's one of those two.
Again, that's also my episode, guys. Episode. My episode.
It's Mike Malloy for me as well. I liked the Timothy Dexter episode. I think that there are a lot of other episodes that are near the Timothy Dexter episode, but the Mike Malloy episode was so unexpected that it's Mike Malloy easily. That's the best episode. And it's recent too. You don't have to scroll far to find it. It's actually so good that we want to make a movie of it with
Jack Mandeville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's about
we're gonna write the script for it.
It's about an unkillable
hobo. He was
great
on your show, dude. He was great on your show, by the way.
Yeah. That's also another great episode with Jack.
Dude. I was so bummed I didn't get to meet him and like discuss stuff with him.
We'll get to meet. Actually, you're gonna leave.
He's very, very smart, and nobody
knows.
He's
about to be here in like a half hour.
Yeah, it'll be in a half hour. But he's very, very smart, and not a lot of people know. And when you hear him on other shows, you're like, oh fuck, dude. I mean, his knowledge, he could annihilate most people.
That's a sweet spot, no?
Yeah.
You want people to think you're an idiot, but then you surprise them with little bits of knowledge?
Dude, he's a very smart guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying that's who you are?
Yeah, I set the bar on the ground. Yeah. Makes it easier to step over, you know?
Well, if you're starting there, because I know Drinking Bros, like, dude, episode 100, you definitely can't miss. I'm surprised it's still up, to be honest with you. I don't know if... You guys know what that is, but we had two strangers who had never met before fuck live on air.
What?
Yeah. And
on an episode.
Correct.
Okay.
And so we were in Denver doing a series of live shows and then filming a movie, actually. We did a live concert movie for Amazon Prime. And the episode happened to fall when we were in Denver, so we got an Airbnb. And we actually had over 700 submissions, but it was suggested by the audience. We thought it was nobody would do it. And then
what do you mean by fuck live on air?
Yeah, did you film it?
Yes. So, well, no, we didn't film it.
Okay.
Out of respect for them, but we taped it. So, they had
like
sex
the audio?
For close to 2.5 hours. Correct.
Did you watch?
Yeah, we put 5 chairs around the bed. There was 5 of us.
Okay.
And the two of them.
So you commentated on it.
Correct.
Okay.
And then I got in the middle of them while they were fucking, and then asked them how it was going down and everything else. Okay. And It is one of the craziest episodes of all time. It ended up in Matt's book.
Were they good looking people? Well.
So great question, because everybody asked that, right? Because they were like, "Well, why don't you film it?" Well, obviously we can't. But we're going to show it. Like, we can't do that.
Right. Yeah.
So here's my honest assessment. The guy looked like he had stepped off of Men's Health, shredded, great dick. But he had this shake. He had this shake with him, and he kept sipping the shake like throughout the thing. And I was like, "What do you got mixed in there? What do you got mixed?" We asked him, and homeboy was ready. So like, clearly this is something he had fucked in front of strangers before. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she had, but she didn't give a shit. So.
Well, yeah,
both were good-looking people for sure. Like, you would never turn down any of them, but the dude in particular, we were like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" And when he walked in, I mean, he was ready. Like, it was another day at the JOB for him, and he was just like, "Hey, man, let's go." And then there was an episode where we were like, "Well, maybe for 500, we should have like a couple swap thing." And one of the first submissions was him. So, like,
of course,
I think that that's probably their thing.
Yeah.
But then you're like, all right, well, how can you take this further?
Yeah, he's done an eyes wide shut type deal before.
You said he did it for 2.5 hours?
Correct.
Okay, so yeah, he's
he
got
came
some,
three times.
Oh, he came three times.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And he just went right back on the horse? Like, just kept riding?
Yep. That's the real Iron Mike.
Stamina.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that episode exploded, and then kind of the novelty of that, you know, went into mainstream, obviously. And then the day after, ironically, was the day before the election. So we did an election prediction show, and I picked every single state except for Pennsylvania and Trump to win. And then that's...
You picked Georgia, right?
All of them. And so...
You picked Georgia blue. Oh,
yeah. So, I mean, all of it.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what caused the
show... Georgia was blue 2016?
...to explode. No, Georgia was blue in...
I thought it was the most recent one.
Episode 100.
Correct. Yes. This was in 2016.
Way before us.
Yeah. Way before you guys.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So I picked all of them except for Pennsylvania, and then that kind of... Both of those shows combined were like, oh, shit. The novelty is fun, and then the actual, like, knowledge of shit was great, and then that's how the show exploded, but... I think because we were at 1 million listeners after the sex show, we were at 2 overnight. Like, we gained another million.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
And it was nuts. But yeah, what that was the crazy time in podcasting, though, where it was like, oh, hey, you can kind of do whatever
nothing
you want.
Matters. Yeah.
No, and it's like that episode is still out there. I mean, the audio is.
But also, it's audio, so you can never actually confirm what happened.
Correct. But it was.
You can be like, it didn't. No, yeah. It was noise.
Yeah. I could always say, made the noise. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my wife was not happy about that one at all.
Feels, yeah.
I remember, well, she was there, I think, because I think she did the, or she flew in the next night or whatever, and she was like, "This is what we're doing for a living now?" And I was like, no lie. And I go, "Well, did you see the numbers?" She was like, "Oh, God, I guess." But she was super into podcasts, and so she knew, and she was like, "No one has done this on a show before." And I was like, well,
yeah,
you know. Worst shit has happened.
It's like cocaine Howard Stern, essentially. Like, it's...
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, and there's one episode that we can never air. It is locked away in a vault.
It's the draft episode, yeah.
No, it's not. This one was super, super fucked up. And can't air it. I mean, somebody would go to jail for probably life.
Tight.
So we'll air it after they die or one of us dies, where it's just like, oh, all right,
well, cool. You can still be liable for it. You don't have to be the one that presumably murdered someone, I guess.
I think it's outside of the statute of limitations, I think.
Murder does not.
Does it not?
That, no.
Murder doesn't.
Never mind. No.
I don't know what.
I don't. I
don't know what hurricane you went live from.
I wouldn't say it was a murder then. I'd say it was a self-defense killing then, maybe. No, but it was
natural selection. Yes.
Yeah. Jeez.
But there was one of those where I was.
Sometimes
just like,
you just got to give up that loaf of bread at a Walmart during a hurricane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not
yeah.
worth it. It's not worth the Wonder Bread.
But you never know when you're doing these shows where you're like, all right, what are you getting into? Because there's a lot of shit, like, history-wise, you guys could go into, like. Movie history. I remember at NYU, there was a class on film history where they went over like people who had died on sets in weird ways. So like they showed The Wizard of Oz and the guy fucking hanging in the background and shit.
Ross. Citizen Kane. Thoughts.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
On Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
Average.
Yeah, that's fine.
I watched it once and I was like, all right, great. Because everybody's like, oh my God, Citizen Kane, this is fucking the best movie of all time. It's not.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But you weren't born in 1917.
Deep focus was like the big thing there, where you could have like stuff going on in the background.
Yeah.
They
moved the camera a lot. Yeah. Did a lot of shots that had never been done before.
Like, think about it this way. Saving Private Ryan's D-Day scene, probably not blowing any kids away at this point.
That's insane to me. Still.
No. I saw that the other day, and it was on, and shit, when was that? Memorial Day. I watched the first 20 minutes of that, still the same way, where I was just like, oh, fuck. And that movie, I think, is 20 years old now at this point.
Over 20, 23.
Yeah. And when I watched it, I was like, oh my God, this is still the most intense opening of a film in the history of film.
Yeah. Not blowing any kids away.
So we have an endless supply of content with history. Yeah. And
that's why these shows are great, though.
They're evergreen. And like, we try to do stuff that's not timely.
Yeah.
So you can go back. Our catalog is it's never ending.
And it's the same with the cop show with Mike the Cop and Tansy. You'll never have cops like. It's never-ending cop stories. Same with history. It is never-ending. That's when I was talking to Iconoblast, and I was like, stop doing Julius Caesar.
There's more to history.
How many episodes do they have on Julius Caesar?
They had like 13 episodes on Julius Caesar.
It's about as fascinating. They're not done yet. As you get,
I know.
They're going to go back.
Yeah.
It needs another 13. No.
Yeah. I agree.
But is there anybody worthy of that? That was where I was going with this. Is there anybody worthy of that many episodes to you guys?
I mean, Caesar'd be close. So Alexander the Great. Honestly, I gotta say,
Alexander the Great,
and another one. Honestly, is gonna sound fucking cheesy, but if you wanted to really dive deep into someone, Jesus Christ would be a good one. I'm dead.
We love to harp on religion too.
I'm dead serious about that.
Oh yeah, same.
Jesus would be a great one.
We're pretty well versed in that. I mean, we're
two Catholics and a Jew.
Jew.
Definitely.
Oh shit.
We did our part for Palestine, and we yelled at Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it was my fault.
Jake for several minutes.
I believe what you said was, "Oh, well, Jake's doing his summer abroad with the IDF or whatever."
Yeah,
it was
like, yeah, no, your birthright. Yes.
Yeah, my birthright trip was just with the IDF.
Jake did a 6-day IDF.
Yeah, you can actually check.
Birthright was
you can sign up for it.
IDF.
They're like, "Hey, do you want to bust in some windows?" Like, fuck yeah, dude, let's go.
Yeah,
sign me up. Yeah. But yeah, we give each other some good grief. I think there's a lot of just internal guilt between those two religions too. Just.
Oh,
or shame
easily
or
the
whatever.
Two
yeah.
most mm-hmm. internal guilt religions by
yeah,
far.
Absolutely.
Because with Jesus, it's obviously blonde hair, blue eyes, and that was totally true.
Yes.
In the Middle East.
He was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know
he
actually where
five,
the...
He was 6'5", he could dunk.
I'll tell you what, man. I understand to a lesser extent the like anger about like white Jesus, like because sometimes they probably portray him a little too pale or whatever. Not quite my skin tone, but maybe Dan's. But like...
Yeah.
I've never seen a literal actual blonde Jesus. I don't know where that comes from.
I haven't
from.
Seen a blonde Jesus
I don't know
either,
where
actually.
That comes
You've
from.
Never been to Utah.
Yeah,
well,
man.
That's different.
I've shot in a lot of churches, ironically. Mostly because it's cheap as shit and like they'll let you do whatever. And they're just looking for cash. All of them have the blondes, blue-eyed Jesus.
They do not. They have a brown-haired, maybe light brown-haired. No. But they are brown-haired no, Jesus. Bob. I've never seen a blonde.
I'm gonna stand with you on this. I actually... I've never been into less churches than you both probably have, but
that's
at
also,
the same time, I haven't seen the blonde one.
Another screenplay we're working on is Teen Jesus.
Teen Jesus,
so the
yeah,
stories you never heard in the Bible about his teenage years.
Yeah.
So, they did one on Adult Swim, Black Jesus, I think.
Okay. Yep.
Yes, but that was modern day.
Yeah. Yep.
It was
yeah.
Black Jesus, which is here now. This is just Teen Jesus in his teens. By the way, there's some good Jesus stories. Like, there's a story in the Bible, actually. It doesn't get mentioned a lot for reasons that are very obvious, where Jesus like tries to take a fruit from a tree and like it's not good. Like he gets it and it's like, oh, it's like fucking rotten. And he just kills the tree.
Yes,
with
he does
his
kill
touch.
The tree.
Yeah.
There's the touch of death.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Derek Lewis. He's just like, fuck this tree.
God also in the Old Testament, there's a part where Old Testament God, he's pretty testy. But
the difference is Jesus is usually like 90% peaceful. But he'll flip a table and kill a tree if you really piss him off.
Yeah.
No, for sure. The time God killed all the kids with a bear because they called him bald in the Old Testament, that's still one of my favorite stories
that's
from
good,
the Old
that's
Testament.
A good story.
Yeah. Really good stuff.
Timmy D is saying, combo history and movie question here. When is The Mighty Eighth coming out on HBO? Also, I want Bob to do the truffle shuffle. Timmy D, that's a lot more than $15. I can tell you that right now. I don't know what the Mighty Eighth is. Coming out on HBO.
Do you have the body for it?
I know.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. I know that America movie, though, is coming out soon for Netflix, and that looks fucking amazing.
The what?
The America movie.
Oh, yeah. The Channing Tatum.
He voices it, and they say "fuck" every other word, and that looks great. I think that drops this weekend. Maybe
is the Mighty Eighth an actual thing? Is that the bomber movie? Maybe that's going on.
I don't know.
Bomber miniseries going on.
Maybe Timmy D, let us know what that is. DJ Davies has said you're talking about the Eighth Air Force.
Yeah, I think that is a World War II like bomber. There has not been a good World War II bomber anything.
Have you guys covered World War II? Do you guys cover wars?
First one we did was our last episode with Leo Major, so we did it from a Canadian aspect.
We do a little
really
World
try
War
to get that demographic.
That's a well tread.
That's about four people who.
They're stuck in their houses, so they can't really do anything. They might as well listen to our podcast.
That's true. Canada's all fucked up still.
Yeah, it's not great.
No, not getting any better either. Fuck, dude. Neither is LA.
Go Habs.
Go Habs.
Go Bolts, man.
Is it?
Fuck your Bolts.
Oh, by the way, they just moved that series to streaming now. So I guess the ratings were so great that they were like, hey, we're going to put this on streaming.
Did they put it behind Peacock?
Yes.
What?
Correct.
What?
It is on Peacock, yeah.
What series?
The Stanley Cup Finals.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they love to put their stuff behind a paywall at NBC. They also like to fire, 85% of their staff.
Well, they only got 10 million downloads on their app, so I don't know how much longer that's going to be.
They got rid of Golf Channel altogether in Orlando.
Yeah.
Wait, really? I did not know that.
Everybody that works with the Golf Channel either moved to Sanford or were like forced to go to Sanford or they're gone. So, and they spent, I think, quite a bit of money on a brand new office in Orlando 5 years ago.
Man, that's a story as old as time, too, isn't it?
This is the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week, which is somebody who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. You guys are always on the show. We'll give it to Jake this time. Who do you got, Jake?
Someone that inspired me?
Yeah.
Man,
is there anybody podcast-wise or radio-wise that you were like, hey, dude, I want to do this?
Creatively in general.
Moses.
Like a creative person? Man, yeah, Moses
well, actually,
for sure.
Anyway, you say, a lot of people say their parents, to be honest.
I mean, honestly, like I was going to say, just my dad. He.
I meant Moses Malone, but
okay,
I'm a Sixers fan. So.
No, obviously.
My dad, he definitely just got me into humor so early. Like when I remember at a really young age, like one of my fondest memories, and this is going to sound so off, I guess, with the current news, but one of my fondest memories of me laughing with my dad was watching Bill Cosby's Self on TV.
That holds up well.
Wow, what a perfect.
Right? Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, no, but that and then like, the Monty Python stuff and all that. It's just like he got me into that. Douglas Adams, all sorts of just different stuff that I don't
Naked
think
Naked Gun with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Actually, there's a really interesting through line with all the stuff I watched with my dad. But
Monty Python did nothing wrong.
Nope.
Monty Python's fine.
They did.
Yeah, I think they're fine. One of them got canceled recently. I forget what he
did. No, it was Cleese for just being too rational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't get canceled. He's John Cleese.
Yeah, no, exactly. You can't cancel John Cleese.
He doesn't care.
No.
None of those guys care.
Yeah, I would definitely say my dad, though, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm not going to ask you, Delco, because your parents didn't visit you for, 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
COVID.
He just bitched out and got a COVID shot.
Oh, did you really?
And I say bitched out, which is the opposite because I already have a COVID vaccine. But Dan's getting vaxxed.
I was just tired of hearing about it.
Shame. I don't care.
No, I don't care either.
None of us care.
I don't care enough to argue with my parents and they just were hammering me on it. So I'm just like, all right, if this makes you feel better.
Yeah.
I'll just do it.
I felt the same way about Clear at the airport where we travel so much for all this shit that I was like, fine, dude, you want to get my iris scanned and go to China, all my information go to the Chinese government, that's fine, let's go. If I can cut the line of all these fucking dirtbags waiting to get on the plane, do it, let's do it. So
yeah, that's and if America, I'm going to be able to travel.
If you want my future history take on this.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen with COVID in the future, or like what the re-looking back on it, how history can see it. America is going to win essentially COVID. Our economy is going to come out stronger than everyone else's. Like we're going to come out winners on this. And essentially the reason is because we're way better at producing medicine. Essentially,
Other country.
Yes,
I would have.
We're way better at producing that. We're gonna. We were not doing too well in the first half, and this is not like a Trump Biden thing. It just is what it is. I don't think if a Democratic president had been president, I don't think the government did so badly on so many levels. I don't think you could necessarily blame a party. The buck stops somewhere, obviously.
For COVID?
But yeah, the buck stops somewhere, obviously. But I don't. I'm beyond blaming a party specifically on anything. But the thing is, American infrastructure for healthcare. is good in some ways and bad in the other ways. But what it's really good at is creating things and innovation.
And mass production.
Yeah. And history is going to look back and going to be like, yeah, America kind of behind on the first half, but man, they roared out to a soaring lead on the second half.
I mean, those Chinese vaccines are not the same.
Chinese vaccines are dog shit. And it is literally, it is going to all be because of America had way better fucking vaccines. I guarantee the historical view of it is going to be America got out ahead of everyone fucking else because they had way better vaccines.
I really don't think people understand how fast that turn time was, too. Like,
yeah,
from start to done.
I have friends who are like avowed socialists who were like, even I got to give capitalism credit on this one. Fuck. Yep.
Yeah. My honest take on COVID is I don't think whoever was in there, whatever party you believe in or whatever, I don't think any one of them would have been prepared for it. I think they did the best they could. I think looking back at it, Fauci will probably go down as some type of fucking weird evil Enron type dude where it's just like, I don't know what his motivations were throughout all of this, but he's been with all of our presidents for 40 years.
He's been investigated.
I don't think he's going to be as beloved by history as he was by the present. I don't have a personal take on Fauci. I think historically, though, like I said, people are going to look back and be like, that was one of the greatest vaccination success stories in the history of history.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. And I think to me, look, I love Trump, but I think Trump did a great job with getting the vaccinations and the Operation Warp Speed. I think he did a terrible job at doing those press conferences.
He's a bad messenger.
Yes.
He's not.
I think he should have sent Pence up there every night to do it with Fauci or whoever the fuck it was. And he could have stayed out of it at that point, and that probably would have helped him. But the vaccination bullshit coming out right after the election, and then
you could certainly get into the specifics of that, absolutely, and that's its own fucking thing. But like,
I don't think anybody was.
And I agree with you. I don't think a Democratic president, even a really really competent one.
Mm-hmm.
Would have done that much better. One of the things I haven't really talked about this yet on any podcast or anything, I am stunned by how badly the government did by something I thought that was such a layup preparedness for anyone.
Well, I look at it like when you look at these budgets, and this goes for everything, the government, movies, all of it, right? You look at the extra shit you don't need and you're like, all right, we got to get rid of that because we got to do something else. Putting ventilators in a storage or gloves or mask or vaccine, whatever you want, in storage for that long would have taken up so much of some other president's budget that I don't know anyone who would be willing to do that just in case. Because in America, even with Y2K, if you go back that far, nobody even gave a shit about that until like the 10th hour, when it was just like, or the 11th hour, whatever the fucking quote is. But they're like, oh, fuck. Is that happening in like 24 hours? And there was one guy, and they put him on the cover of Time magazine. No one gave a shit. Nobody knows his fucking name, unless you guys do, obviously. But who fixed it? And it was just like, oh yeah, I fixed the code, and we're all lived.
We all treated it like someone in Utah or Nevada treats flood insurance.
Yeah. It's true. And that's, you're like, do I want to spend the extra cash just in case? No.
Well, the problem is, though, and I that's my take on the Second Amendment a lot of times, too, is like, yeah, I mean, you know, your house probably isn't going to burn down. Almost certainly, it's not going to burn down. Would you still like to have insurance on that?
Yeah.
Probably, yes. If you're, I mean, and the thing is, in, like, Nevada or Utah, like, yeah, your house is probably not going to get flooded. Would you still like to have insurance on
it? Yeah. And by the way, when I bought my first guns, that was it, man. I'd gotten robbed. And I was like, yeah, just in case this happens again.
Well, the robbery is the least of my concern. It's more like Holloway, larger philosophical situations.
Sure.
Also, there's a reason why, there's a reason, too, why the United States has never been invaded.
I mean, fuck.
I agree with that.
Two big old oceans help too, but it's definitely an armed.
The point is, it's like, yeah, there you can look, you can when you start budgeting on a year to year, and it's like, well, I haven't been flooded this year or this year or this year or this year or this year, but it's like, oh, do you want your flood? I mean,
yeah,
how much? Like, is $10 a month that too much for flood insurance in the in anywhere?
Well, the problem is,
or whatever the fuck,
when you're voting on these budgets, right? And this is, again, any fucking party.
Any, yeah.
Whoever is in there, they would never pass this much for medical supplies that you may or may not use, because somebody's going to bitch and be like, no, that should go to education, or that should go to fucking...
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So I don't know what else America could have done, because there's no fucking shot that any president before Trump or any... Yeah. I don't even... Fuck. Even if Trump had gotten a second term, I don't even know that he would be like, well, let's keep money in the budget and buy all this extra shit that we may or may not need.
It's the wildest historical event of my life, COVID is, because growing up, I thought it was the most preventable or most conquerable. Like, you could, of course, there was going to be a 9/11 at some point.
Yeah.
Of some type.
I agree. Yep.
You can't, you honestly just can't prevent that.
Yeah.
You can't. But when 9/11 happened, I was like, well, okay, that's horrifying, but that's fine. We have the entire military situation in place and everything where we can do 100x damage back to the people that did it to us.
Yeah.
But with COVID, it's like there's only defense.
Yeah, and I agree. I never thought it would happen in my life.
And it's just like, well, medicine's here now. Like, we've almost cured cancer. Like, people are surviving cancer and shit. Like, and then this happens, and you're like, how the fuck? Yeah. This is like, this is why I'm happy to be alive in 2020.
We cured Hep C.
Or it was too much offense, Rob.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. What's it called? What's that?
The Wuhan
lab leak theory?
Yeah. But what's that study called? The gain of function.
Yeah.
Wait, what's it called?
Too much offense.
Yeah.
Gain of function, where you create viruses so you can make their...
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Make their...
antibodies.
Yeah.
I think that's coming more mainstream now. Yeah.
That's... there's
Wuhan? Like,
yeah.
For fucking sure, dude. That's what I think it was.
Like John Stewart says, very early the on. Name's on the building.
Yeah, I agree. Gentlemen, this was fun. I know you got a shit to do. 4th of July is coming upon all of us.
We got Jack Sesh tonight.
Yes, Friday night Jack Sesh is on Patreon. Go to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. You can call in, talk to Jack live. Whether or not he'll talk back to you is another story. In the meantime, download our newest show here, Softcore History. Rated a 5-star. Leave a quick review. These guys are funny as shit. It's a great show. Tell everybody what night it airs.
Tuesday.
So it goes out Monday night, late Monday night, and like Tuesday morning.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Every audio, and then the show airs on Tuesday night on Drinking Bros History.
Yep.
Airs as we upload it.
As what? Yeah, it uploads.
Yeah. You guys still need to take pictures. We have not made
We gotta get hot pics.
I know. We need to get our own set too eventually.
Oh, Craigers is asking if there's going to be a Sunday hot dog eating contest live show. Yes, we do that every year. So we will be there for that. 11 Central, noon, your time. And it is exactly 1 hour.
Yeah.
They keep it tight there for that
I actually
show.
think the hot dog contest starts at 11:30 Central.
Correct. But they do a nice little welcome to the thing and everything else. Over under, if I'm not mistaken, on mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros will get you $1,000 back, up to $1,000 back on your deposits.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's 73.5.
Yep.
Yes, is the over under.
And also the first minute over under last I saw was 9.5.
9.5, and I think he'll do that. 73.5 is going to be tough if it's outside. I don't know if it's outside.
He took down 75 last year. But
he did,
indoors,
but it was inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Outside in Coney Island, it's going to be hot as
that wind.
A little more swollen.
Dude. Jesus Christ.
Humidity gets a little. Mm-hmm.
Somebody's asking for me to flex. Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
Do it.
There we go. We'll just end the show on that. Yeesh. COVID.
There we go.
Yeah, it's been better, but it's still decent. Way to go, Ross. Proud of you. Proud of you guys.
Check
out
us.
Softcore History. Again, rated.
Available wherever podcasts are. And also check out softcorehistory.com. Get yourself some merch. We got some new stuff coming your way.
Instagram as well. You guys have Instagram, TikTok.
And TikTok. TikTok is crazy.
TikTok or TikTok?
Getting views on TikTok.
TikTok is so easy. It's weird.
Yeah. AJ Gamble just gave $5.69 for hookers and coke for Giorgio. He's in LA, so he'll use it.
Good place to do tonight. Both of those.
Great place for that.
Yep.
Favorite place to find Softcore History will be on iTunes and Spotify. Check them out. We appreciate it. For Delco Dan, Hot Bob, and what's your full government name?
Jacob Wheeler Goldman.
There you go. I needed it one more time.
Yeah.
Needed it one more time. I am the Drinking Bros today. This is Softcore History. Buenas noches, everyone.
You just got soft served.
our site.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.